Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over us, your devoted servants, and keep us safe during these trying and questioning times, when it feels as if the evil of the world is assaulting us from all sides. All this we ask in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, the Christmas season is officially here, and the signs are all around us. Thanksgiving has come and gone, and it seems almost like a distant memory. I know that in my house, the never-ending turkey has finally finished. I don't know about the rest of y'all. It seemed never to end. As a matter of fact, Christmas music was playing on the radio long before Thanksgiving even started. My children approached me one time a couple of weeks ago saying that we're going to do the family tradition of looking at Christmas movies and eating popcorn. We'll see how that pans out. Today is the second Sunday in Advent, and it's the beginning of a joyful time for everyone, especially our little ones, be they our children or our grandchildren. It's that special time of the year when the little ones come out with their laundry list of wants, dreams, and desires. Gone are the times when those lists were affordable and realistic. Now is the time when technology is the new want and desire. It's the time when we get accosted and cornered with requests for the newest iPhones or the latest video game systems. I try to tell my kids, and I do think I told them the other day, that because of all the kids in the world, Santa has a limited budget this year. But like most kids, they don't want to hear that. And they come to you with requests that you hear in the distance for $72 items. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which means the coming or the arrival. It's the first season of the Christian church year, and it leads up to Christmas and the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's that special time of the year when we, as Christians, prepare for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The scripture made it quite clear that Jesus was coming. But what about today? When we read those same scriptures and we hear the news about these times that we live in, when they just seem so dark, the scripture can be viewed just a little bit differently when you look at it from a different perspective. When we normally think of Advent, we tend to only think about the birth of Jesus, that little baby born to Mary and Joseph, lying in a manger in a barn surrounded by livestock. But that's not the only thing that the word Advent stands for. Advent can also be defined as the second coming of Jesus Christ, his return. It's what we as Christians have been preparing for, and it's what we as Christians have been told to look forward to. Jesus told us in today's gospel reading that there will be signs that the kingdom of God was near, that there'll be signs that that day is drawing closer. But what are signs, and what are those signs that we're supposed to be looking for? Well, Signs are indications that something is coming down the pipe, that something will be happening. Those signs don't mean that something's going to happen right here and now. It just means that it will happen and that it's not going to happen just out the blue, because we have been warned. Let's look at the signs that have presented themselves. And I'm not talking, let's look back over 100 years or 1,000 years. Let's look back over just the last few months or even the last 3 years. See, Mark 13:8 says, "For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquake in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows." Now, what are we seeing and hearing in the news today? There's a war between Russia and Ukraine. There's a war between Israel and Palestine. Thousands and thousands of people are dying almost daily because of the bombings, the lack of medicine, the lack of food and shelter. Basically, there's a lack of humanity, compassion, and caring about all of our brothers and sisters, especially innocent men, women, and children. What needs to be focused on is basic humanity. Whatever happened to us caring about one another? Children are not born with hate in their hearts. They're taught to hate and taught to fear the things that are different for whatever reason. A child's natural response is to explore, to play with, and to be friends with other children. But kids today are being taught how to hate and be mean to anyone and to anything that is different. They're getting taught survival skills, how to pick up a gun and shoot. That's not a world that I want to live in, and it's definitely not a world that I want my kids to be raised in, where instead of Pledge of Allegiance or the prayers to God, they're getting taught how to hide under a desk or hide in a doorway in case a bomb hits. We're suffering a time now where New York never used to have. We didn't even know what an earthquake was. Now we're feeling earthquakes and trembling. Daniel 12:4 tells us that many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. Now don't get me wrong, because being smart and having access to information is a great thing. It's supposed to benefit each and every one of us. With science and creativity, we have access to create things using our minds and our hands. We made the wheel, then we made the cart, and then we made bikes and cars. We made planes, then we aimed for the stars, and we made rocket ships. Our brothers and sisters have flown into space and they've walked on the moon. We have access to new drugs that benefit people who have diabetes, like insulin. People who have high blood pressure, like metoprolol, and so on. They are beautiful things and we've benefited from them in the short and the long haul. Even with basic vitamins, we've improved from 100, 75, 50, 25 years ago. With vitamin A, we have improved our eyesight and our immunity, which can be boosted in dealing with the common cold. We have vitamin C and vitamin D We have access to antioxidants and improvements, again, to our immune system. But with everything, there's a downside to it, especially when it's abused, when it's taken in excess. Because too much of a good thing, and then we have problems on our hand. Too much vitamin A can lead to severe headaches, blurred vision, nausea, dizziness, muscle aches, and problems with coordination. Too much vitamin C and D can lead to upset stomach, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. But those are things that we can control. We can make that decision to stop taking them when we want to. No one is harmed other than ourselves. But when we take control out of our hand and we put it in the hands of those who have access to materials and power, we have another problem to deal with altogether. We have the atomic bomb, chemical and nuclear weaponry. And what was that thing that was not too long ago? It was a disease called COVID-19, created in a laboratory. Luke 17, 28 to 30 tells us that people will get caught up in money and success. They'll be flourishing in bitcoins, stocks, and all the thing that money can buy. That's not a bad thing. God wants us to flourish. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to provide for others and our loved ones. But the problem is, people get caught up in all things worldly, while forgetting that all the things that they have are through the blessings and graces of God. People are so busy trying to make money, they forget about Jesus and his sacrifice and the reason behind his church. 2 Thessalonians 2, 7 through 8 tells us, both then, and it applies to us right here and now, that the lawless ones will rise up against authority. Now, I kind of have my own take on that, because I have examples. So I'll just call it the generational gap. I believe it's when the Gen Zers and that new generation called Generation Alpha or Gen A's start to gain their knowledge from YouTube and other social media instead of their parents and their elders. When they get their information and inspiration from their friends and whatever TikTok trend is going on instead of listening to their parents and those who came long before them. They believe that they are the only ones who have any knowledge or experience in any matter and are smarter than anyone else who came before them. It's when that child can come into your house and tell you that they don't want what you're making them for dinner. They want to tell you exactly what they want to eat and drink, who they're going to talk to and socialize with, and what they're going to do, whether you like it or not. And they dare you. They dare you to say anything about it, because if you do, they'll call the police on you, or, heaven forbid, they're going to post a video in which they complain about you on TikTok. Ooh, I'm afraid of that. Some would say that that is the beginning of the end of the world. But in my Father's house, not my heavenly Father, but my earthly Father, when I was growing up, that was more like the beginning of your end, because times were different then, as I'm sure it was with y'all. Now we're dealing with a generation that is so caught up in their feelings that they can wake up one day and because their dog or their cat doesn't come up and cuddle them or doesn't want to cuddle with them or their favorite TV show has been canceled, they feel that they should go into a school that day or some other crowded place and just shoot everybody because their feelings have been hurt. We now have a generation who's not old enough to drink, to smoke, to get a tattoo, or to even vote. But these are the same people that are getting pushed by their parents to decide what gender they are. They decided that the gender that they were born with was not the gender they are. That God, Almighty God, made a mistake when He made them. And that they identify with one or maybe even more of the 107 genders that are out now. Can you imagine that? There are now 107 genders. And this was just a quick search on Google. There might be more because this information came from when I did a quick search and it said something like March of 2023. Now, I grew up knowing two genders, but that was what I was raised up knowing, and I'm sure most of y'all were too. See, even though I'll be the first to tell you that there were a great many things that I didn't like when I was growing up back in the late early 70s, about the way that my father doled out punishment in his house. Let me phrase that again. His house, in which he was the judge, jury, and executioner. I can safely say beyond a reasonable doubt that I'm glad that I was raised by a member of the silent generation. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be bold enough to say that anyone raised by the silent generation, those that were born at the beginning of the century, were specifically taught three things. They were taught, one, who God was. Of course, some fell by the wayside. It happens. They lose faith or they're not guided. And it happens. It happens. But everybody was more or less taught who God was and that He was to be what? Respected and feared. We had prayers in school. But we don't want to offend anybody, so we take that out. Two, we were taught what our sexual identity was. You were either a boy or a girl. Physically, your gender was what you were. There was no such thing as demigenders, neurogenders, omnigenders. These are just, again, a quick look up on Google. These are three of the 107 genders. And some of the genders are flexible based upon how you feel that day. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm in no way bashing Anyone who identifies with any of the 107 genders. I'm just merely stating a commonly accepted viewpoint at the time that I was born. And last, but definitely not least, number three, respect. Respect is one of the most important things that you're supposed to have for your parents and your elders. And unfortunately, in my day-to-day, it appears that it's something that is severely lacking. You see, we're presently living in a world in which people are involved in things that do not concern them, feeling ways that are not meant to be felt by someone who's not involved in the situation, who's not involved in the discussion. Just somebody walking by who should be, back in my days, told to mind their business. Where those same people have opinions based on social media and influencers who don't know anything about what they're talking about, but they'll tell you that they're quite proud of what they're posting because they got 1 million followers for posting it. I believe that just as our Lord and Savior was prophesied to be born on that fateful night over 2,000 years ago, that we really and truly need another awakening by his prophesied return. We as a people have become lost and need him as our shepherd in order to guide us back on the path we were on at one time. We have lost focus on how we should love one another, and that's as God loves us. Amen? We just need, as a people, to do better. As Christians, our faith and our hope used to stand on the promises of God. What we need to do is to refocus and believe that God's word is law. We have to believe that God loves us and will always love us, no matter what our position is in life or what we're told by social media to believe. My brothers and sisters, Jesus tells us in today's gospel that there shall be signs. Those signs tell us that he is coming back to us. Signs that his return is drawing near. He reminds us in that gospel to be on guard, to be alert, to get ready. My brothers and sisters, I want you to do one thing, and above all, that is to remember that he never left us. He was and is always with us. That his kingdom is in our midst, right here and right now. And it is very much available to all of us, even if we have lost our path. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.